Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom, welcome back to today's Daf Pesachim Lametes. We're on top at the Mishnah. Ve'elu yirokes she'adam yoytzei bahen yidei chayvasai ba'pesach. The following are vegetables that a person can use for mitzvahs maror on Pesach. Bechazeres, he can yoytzei with lettuce, betamcha, with horseradish, ubechar chavina, that's a vine that grows around the trunk of a palm tree, ubeulshan, with endives, ubemaror, certain type of plant called maror. Yoytzei bahen, he can be yoytzei by eating them bein lachen, whether they're moist, fresh, bein yivashen, whether they're dry. Aval loy kvushen, but not if they're pickled, as she says, soaked in vinegar. Veloy shluken, or overcooked, to the point that they lose their structure, they get dissolved. Veloy mevusholen, or just plainly cooked, because in these cases, they lose their flavor, their bitterness. Umitztar from the kazayis, says the Mishnah, they can be combined for a sheer kazayis. You have a little of this variety, a little of the other type, and together you have a kazayis, you can be yoytzei in that manner. The Ran asks, why, when it comes to matzah, did the Mishnah not mention that different types of grain can be mitztar to kazayis, and only here by maror? Does the Mishnah go and mention it? Says the Ran, because perhaps I would think that we have different types of vegetables who have different types of flavor. Perhaps you can join them together for maror. The answer is you can, because they have a common denominator. They're all bitter. So the fact that they all have that thing in common, the bitterness, is what joins them together. So you can go ahead and combine a little of this, a little of that, because sum total you have a kazayis of bitter vegetables. Says the Mishnah, v'yoytzen bekelach shlehen. It could be yoytzen by eating their stalk, not only their leaves, but even using the stalk. Ube d'may, even if they're d'may, purchase mam arts, in which case, midrabban, you have to do a chumrah and separate tumas from maishras, but, as we learned by matzah, since it's only chumrah midrabban, if you ate maror, which is d'may, you're yoytzen. Ube maserishen shneto tumasai, this as well we learned by matzah, was speaking where the maserishan was taken by the Levi before the owner got a chance to do the truma gedola. So the maserishan shenetu tumasa means the trumas meiser, the 10% was separated from his portion given to the kain, but the truma gedola was never addressed. And the chiddush is that it works because it's muta b'achila, because the maserishan was given to the Levi before there was any chiyuv of truma gedola, because he took it when it was still in its stalk form. So since he accepted it at that moment, before there was a chiv of truma gedola, so we learn from a pasuk that this maserishan is no longer chayiv in truma gedola. Finally, says the Mishnah, of maser sheni behegdish shenivtu, or you can be yotzei with maror of maser sheni of hegdish, which were redeemed. And the Gemara earlier told us by matzah was speaking that there was no chaymesh added. So although the owner of the maser sheni or the hegdish, who is paida, needs to add a chaymish, a fifth. So even if he neglected to do so, the pidyon was still activated and the maser sheni hegdish is now chulin and is edible. Continues the Gemara. We had a list of several types of vegetables which can be used for maror. We began with chazeres, what is that? Chasa, lettuce. Olshin, what is that? Hindavi, endives. Tamcha, what is that? Amaraba. Barbachana, tamchasa shema, it's called tamchasa, which is horseradish. Char chavina, what is that? Amar Rav Shimon Lakish, atzvasa de dikla. It's this vine that grows around the palm tree. And finally, ubim arar, what is that? Mirirta, a certain type of leaf called mirirta, certain type of grass, which is birr. Tani bar kapar, elu yirokis, the following vegetables. She adam yoytzei bohen nechvasa b'pesach. A person can use to be yoytzei the mitzvah marar. And it's similar to the list of the Mishnah, be'ulshin, which are the endives, or betamcha, horseradish, bechar chalen. Rashi says, we're not sure what this is. Bechar chavinen, that's the vine that grows around the palm tree, ubechazren, with lettuce. Rabbi Doimer, af ulshe sada, ve'ulshe gina, bechazeres. You can use ulshe sada and ulshe gina, and also chazeres. Says the Gemara, what's Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush? What's he coming to add to the Tanakhama? Ulshe gina v'chazeres ha'tana l'reisha. in the first part of the Braisa, we already had Ushagina, which is your standard garden variety of endives, and Chazeres. We already included in that list. So what was it really coming to add? Hachikama, this is what he meant to say. Af Ushay Sada as well, the wild endives, are also considered marar ki Ushagina v'chazeres, just like the Ushagina and the Chazeres. Erev Mei Omer, af, what else can be added to the marar list? Asvas v'tura, umar yirayar. Amalei Rav Yesi, so Rav Yesi responds to Rav Meir. Asvas v'tura echatu. He meant to know that asvas and tura are actually one and the same variety. Umar zeu yirayar. And mar and yirayar are really one and the same as well. Tani dever shmol. Eli rachis, here's a list of vegetables. She'adam yaitzei. That a person could use for marar on Pesach, b'chazeres with lettuce, b'olshin endives or b'tamcha with horseradish grain, u'b'char vinin, the vine around the palm, u'b'char ginin, that's oregano, u'b'char dufnin. Rashi says yesh meforshin iluushnia. Okay, so we have a list of things which are kasha for marar. Rabbi Daimer, af chazeres yulin, b'chazeres galin, kayetze behen. These different types of lettuce is also suitable for marar. And the chiddush here is, as Rashi pointed out earlier by the Ulshei Sade, that even though it has a Shem Levoi, which is an additional name, has an additional title, it's not your standard Chazeres or standard Ulshin, it's Ulshei Sade, wild Ulshin, or here we have Chazeres Galen, it's an additional title. Still, we consider it to be the same variety, the same species, and is kashef marar. Rabbi Lo Imam Mishum Blazer, Af Ar Kabalam. Rashi describes this as a thick vine which snakes its way around the palm tree bark. So this is also kashef marar. The Chazarti Al Kol Talmidim says, Rabbi Lo, I made my rounds amongst all the Talmidim of Rabbi Blazer. I was looking for a colleague, somebody to support my version of events. Right? Rabbi Lo was quoting Rabbi Lezer that this item is kasha for marar, and I looked for support from one of the other Talmidim as well. But and I couldn't find anybody to support, to corroborate my version. However, when I approached Rabbi Lezer and Yaakov, he agreed to what I said, that this indeed is considered marar. Rabbi Daimer, Kol Shiesh Lei Saraf. How do you know that something is kosher for marar? If it's a vegetable that has a milk-like sap inside. Rabbi Yechem Breiko Eimer, Kol Shepanem Vachsifim. Any vegetable who has a pale green color. Achem Cherem Eimerim. You need to have both conditions met. Number one, Kol Yorak Mar, Yesh Lei Saraf, Upanem Vachsifim. So both things. The Yorak Mar, something which is considered a proper bitter vegetable and suitable for marar, has saraf, that's number one, has that milk-like sap inside. And number two, it's also panam achsifim, has a pale green complexion. So according to Achir, in order for something to be kasha for marar, you don't have to have dafka the list mentioned in the Mishnah on the subsequent brises. Anything that conforms, anything that has these conditions, it's the saraf and the panam achsifim, is considered the marar and kasha for the mitzvah. Amar b'yechanan, actually, medivrei kulam nilmad, if we take a look at the list in the Mishnah, list in the Brises, we can derive and deduce that yorak mar, in order for it to be considered bitter vegetables and kasha for marar, it needs to have these two conditions met. Yesh lei saraf, it has the milk-like sap, upon a machsifim, and a pale green complexion. So Rabbi Yechon is saying that if we take a closer look at the list in the Mishnah and in the Brises, we will conclude as such, because all those vegetables mentioned conform to this. They all have these two elements, the sap and the green color. Amar Rav Huna, halacha k'achir. Indeed, halacha follows the shita of achir, that any vegetable that contains both these elements, the sap and the color, are kosher for marar. Ravina Ashkeche, the Rav Acha b'Rei de Rava. Ravina noticed that Rav Acha, the son of Rava, was looking for something. Ava Mahadar Amarirta. He was specifically looking for merirta, this bitter grass, and he would seek that specific variety for murr. Amalei, so he told him, my dietach, what are you thinking? Why are you preferring that over everything else? The merirta and tfei because they're extra bitter? And therefore, you prefer using that for murr as opposed to the other varieties. V'chazeristanam. But now Mishnah, which is the first one on the list? Chazeres. Apparently, lettuce is preferred. V'tanad v'shmol chazeres. And in Tanad v'shmol as well, we have chazeres as the first on the list. V'amar v'shmol, mitzvah v'chazeres. V'amar rova, my chazeres chasa. What exactly is chazeres? It's a chasa, lettuce. My chasa, why is it called chasa? The chas rachmana ilavan. Because this chazeres is meant to be used as mar, and we call it chasa. No, to remember, the eating of the mar is meant to create a zikaron that Hashem had pity on us and took us out of Mitzrayim. So apparently, this chazeres, this lettuce, is what's meant to be used for mar. V'amar Shmuel v'chein yamar b'yanesan, lama nimshlo mitzrim kemar. Why would the Mitzrayim compared to mar? It says, "Vayimarar is chayim." Why? What's the connection? Loimelach to teach you, "Ma marar zeh," just as this marar, referring to lettuce, "Shetchilas irach v'sefer kasha," although it begins feeling soft and then it hardens to a very high degree. Af mitzriim, the same with the mitzriim, "Tchilas in racha." Initially, it was soft spoken and they paid the yidden for wages for their work, so it began softly. V'sayf and kasha. At the end, they were very harsh. So, chazeres, murr, as compared to the mitzvah. Some say that the murr tchilasai rach means that initially it tastes a bit sweet, and then when you chew it, it brings out the bitterness. So, for all these reasons mentioned, the fact that in the list, we find chazeres is the first. Regarding the name, it's very compatible with the purpose of the chazeres. Regarding its nature, it resembles the Mitzrayim. So for all these reasons, we're meant to prefer, actually, Chazeres. Omar Leis, so he responded, Hadri, indeed, I'm Chazer. I revert, and I will no longer seek to use Merirta. Rather, I'll prefer Chazeres. Let's take a look at Rashi inside. So Rashi here is, it will be 19 lines from the top of the Amud. Rashi begins with the word Saraf, Sraf. That's a sap. Says Rashi, any vegetable that has a sraf is considered mar. When you squeeze it at the point where it's cut, sraf, lavan, light, this latte, this milk-like substance, oozes out of the plant. That's the first condition. And the second element is part of machsifim. Polish. It doesn't have that dark green color to it, like a leek, rather a pale green. Kol yorak mar, tarvayu isle. Any bitter vegetable has both elements. Yeshle sraf upon a machsifim vehein hein simani mar. So you don't need specifically those mentioned in the Mishnah and the Gemara. Anything that conforms to this, anything that has both conditions, is suitable for mar. And the Gemara says medivrei kulam. This was actually Rabbi Yochanan speaking. He says we can bring a raya from all the words, all the list, the Mishnah and the Braisa, that indeed murr has to have both elements. Call him a farshim shmoisa yirokets, kigo masnisen, otanad vakapara, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, v'tan v'shmol, mikul lamadno. If we take a close look, from all their lists, we can conclude, shamurr yesh lisraf, upon a machsifin. That in order for it to be considered murr, needs to have both these elements, the sap and the color. Why? Shebuchala yirokets alol, because all these vegetables, roim anu b'hanasim analol, we see these simanim. So we had a story where Ravina noticed that Rav Acha Brei de Rava was seeking to use amarirta, puprits. And he challenged him. He says, look, v'hanan, reisha dekul chazeres tanan. Now Mishnah, the first one on the list is not puprits, it's chazeres. V'tanet v'shmon nami, chazeres tanan bereisha. Alma, he called me lekul. Apparently it's preferred. Mitzvah v'chazeres, it's a mitzvah to use chazeres. As the more explains, v'arash taima, k'derav d'rav yenis. So Rava used the name of the chazeres, the chasa, to indicate that this is designated for this purpose. My chasa, my time occurring like chasa. Why do we call it chasa? Mishum de zechru, the chas rachmana alan al malachi kamei. Apparently, it's designated for this purpose. And finally, the nature of chazeres indicates the experience resembles the mitzvah. Lama nimshul kemarer the chsiva yimaris chayim. The mitzvah this is because in the beginning tchilas haraka b'tchilu nishtab lenaid eschad, they would pay them for their work. Sheyisoychun oisam. But then they became difficult and harsh. Likewise, the murr. It begins soft and then ends up hardening. Murr, sefikasha, kelashleit, stok, miskasha, case gets very hard. So he responded, yeah, hadribi lo yasef oid, I will no longer prefer the other type, rather, I'm going to prefer chazaras. Continues the Gemara. Omale ravruchumi labai. So we had a whole list of vegetables, green vegetables, bitter vegetables. How do we know that murr is a vegetable? Rav Chumi asked Rabbi, "M'may dahi murr min yarku? How do you know that murr is a type of vegetable? Ema mirirta de kufya. Perhaps it's a bitter gall, gallbladder of a kufya fish." So he responded, "Dumya the matzah, because matzah and murr are meant to be similar to each other, where the pasuk connects it to. Our matzah is umiroyer miyichlu. Therefore, murr is derived from matzah. Ma matzah gdul karka." Just as matzah is certainly something which grows from the ground, af maror gedul karka, maror as well has to be grown from the ground. Ve'ema hirduf, okay, has to be something which grows. But maybe this hirduf, Rashi describes it as a tree which has bitter tasting wood. This is actually the tree that Moshe Rabbeinu used to sweeten the water. The main maror which was sweet, and the Chachamim tell us, it was a double nace, a nace pesach nace, because he sweetened bitter water by using a branch of a tree whose wood is bitter. So he used something bitter to sweeten something which was bitter. A nace pesach nace. So perhaps this is what's meant to be used for murr. Says the Gemara, dumi le matzah. Because once again, we compare the murr to matzah. And we say ma matzah means rhyme, just as matzah is produced from a type of seed, grains, af murr minzraim. Likewise, murr needs to be a minzraim, some type of plant, a vegetable, as opposed to a tree. Therefore, you cannot go ahead and use a branch of a tree. Ve'ema harzifu, perhaps murr is harzifu. Rashi says, it's a minzera, which is a samha mavis, lebehema, which is a poison for behema. It's not really edible, but perhaps that's what's meant to be used for murr. Do me the matzah. Once again, we compare it to matzah. Ma matzah shenekechas because of matzah. Just as matzah, which is something edible, and therefore it can be purchased using matzah sheni money, which could only be applied to something which is a pre-machal, Rashi says. Af maror shenekech because of matzah. Likewise, maror needs to be something which can be purchased using matzah sheni funds, as opposed to this hirduf, which isn't really edible. Amalei rabba baravchan in labai. Eima maror chad. How do we know that we can use this large choice, this big list of vegetables, and pick out choice? Maybe murr is only one specific type of vegetable. So he responded, well, the Torah doesn't use a singular term, matzis umiroirim, which indicates that it's more than one type. Okay, maybe two. How do you know you can compile this entire list here with many vegetables? Do me the matzah. Once again, we compare mar to matzah. Ma matzah minin harbi. Just as matzah can be produced from a variety of grains, chitim, seirim, etc. Af marer minin harbi. Likewise, when it comes to marer, you can pick your choice. You have many choices, many different types of vegetables. Akasha for marer. Amar rabba barafun amarav. Yirakeis she'amru chachamim she'adam yotzei. All these vegetables, which the Chacham listed as being okay for mitzvahs marer, kulan nizroin baruga achas, they can all be planted in one single patch, without any concern of kalayim. L'meimar, do you mean to say the less behu mishim kalayim? There's no concern of kalayim because all these marer vegetables are considered to be one and the same species, they're all bitter, they're all marer, and therefore it's not considered mixing different species. Masav rava. So Rav asked the kasha from a Mishnah in Kalayim. Chazeres v'chazeres galen. These two different types of lettuce. Ulshin v'ulshe sada. is two different types of endives. Creation, the creation soda, different types of leeks. Kuspar, the kuspar soda, the ordinary coriander and the wild coriander. Chardal, the chardal mitzri, the ordinary mustard and the mitzri mustard. V'delas ha-mitzri v'remutza, and the mitzri delas together with the delas, the gourd, the remutza gourd. So these things are einam kalaim zebeze. If you plant them together, it's not considered doing kalaim. So we have a diuk. Chazeres v'chazeres galen in. Yeah, mixing the ordinary chazeres with the chazeres galen, that's not considered kalaim, they're close enough in nature. It's not considered mixing two different types. But chazeres v'ulshen loy, so that mission listed two different types of chazeres, two different types of ulshen. Apparently only the two different types of chazeres can be planted together. Two types of ulshen can be planted together. But if you mix and match, a chazeres is ulshen, you can't go ahead and plant them together. Now, both chazeres and ulshen are considered types of murr. They're on our list. Apparently you can mix and match the different types of murr. They're not considered one min. So what does Rav mean? That there's no kalaim amongst all the different types of murr. B'chi teima, perhaps you'll reinterpret the Mishnah. Mishnah means to say, kulu ba'adadi k'toni luhu. That all these that are listed in the Mishnah, whether the chazeres, the ocean, etc., all these that are listed together can be planted together. And indeed, chazeres and ocean can be planted together. Is that the correct pshat in the Mishnah? No. V'amar Rav, Rav himself said, zugos, zugos ketani. That the Mishnah is simply listing pairs. Chazeres goes together with chazeres galim. Ulshin with ulshay sad, etc. But you can't mix chazeres and ulshin. Says the Gemara, mine is Ruan, the Amar Rav. Indeed, what did Rav mean when he said, all those yurakis, all those murrah vegetables can be planted in one patch without any kalaim concern, then Zroin kill chasan. He meant to say, if they're planted the way they're meant to be planted, as we're going to see soon, there's a Mishnah, there's a Halacha, that when we have a small size patch, 6x6 tfachim, we can go ahead and plant five different varieties, different minim of vegetables, one on each side of the patch, and one in the middle, and there's no concern of kalaim. So that's all Rav meant to say. If you take five of these murrahs, the Mishnah actually listed five types of murrah. If you take all five of them, you can actually plant them in one patch, if it's done properly. Kelchas and tanina. If it's done properly, then what is Rav coming to teach us? We already learned that elsewhere. In Mishnah Kalayim, aruga al shisha tfachim. If you have a patch, which is 6x6 tfachim, you can plant five different varieties in this small size patch. Arba al arba ruchas aruga, four, one on each side of the patch, vachas bamsa, one in the middle. So what's Rav's chiddush? We know that from our Mishnah. Maldotem, perhaps there will be room to say, this halach only applies to seeds. And Farshim explained, plants where the seeds are eaten, for instance, grains, beans. I will be ruckusly, but vegetables which perhaps draw more nourishment than just seeds, they can't be planted in the small patch in this manner, because since they draw a large amount of unique of nourishment, it appears like they're mixing with each other and not being separate enough. So perhaps from the Mishnah, I would say it's only applies to Zeroy, but not to Yerokitz, Kamash Malan. That's why Rabbi said, tell us, no, even when it comes to vegetables, the same then applies. Is that the Pshat? Is that what is Rav's Chiddush? Limeima, do you mean to say the Yerokitz Alimim Zeroy? That Yerokitz draw more nourishment than seeds? And therefore Rav has to come tell us that even vegetables can be planted together in such close proximity. Is that so? Hatnan, we don't tell the Mishnah. Actually, when it comes to Zroim, you cannot plant different types of Zroim in this manner, in this Aruga Achas. Only vegetables can be planted in this manner. Apparently, it's just the opposite. Vegetables draw less nourishment than seeds. So, what would be Rav's Chiddush? To allow us vegetables? We know that already. This aruga halacha actually only applies to vegetables. Ma'u de tema, perhaps I would think, hani murar min zroim nenu. Yeah, it's true, vegetables can be planted in this manner. We have a Mishnah that vegetables can be planted with in such close proximity to each other. But perhaps murar vegetables are not considered vegetables, they're considered a type of zroim, in which case they cannot. You cannot apply this halacha to them. Kamashma, that's why. Rav will come inform us that no, murar, all these murar vegetables are considered yirakos and can be planted five in a patch. Says the Gemara, why would I think it's zroim? Zroim sakadaitach? Why would I think that the different types of murar are halachically regarded as zroim? Well, it's not yirakos. How Mishnah begins by saying, ve'elu yirakos, and gives us a list of murar vegetables. V'tani bakapar yirakos. The Braisa Bakapar as well refers to them as Yerokis. V'tani dvei Shmuel Yerokis. So everybody's referring to them as Yerokis. Of course, they can be planted close together in the patch. What would be Rav's Chiddush? Chazeres Itzrichale. Rav needs to inform us that this concept applies to Chazeres, to lettuce as well. Why would I think not? Sakadat Dechamina. Perhaps there would be room to think, Hoyle V'Seif Alakash, since eventually, the lettuce, the stalk is going to harden and get larger and larger. Nesiv lo rav chotfe, perhaps you need to give it more space. And this chazeres cannot be planted together with another four types of vegetables in one small patch. A lettuce, due to its large size, is not suitable for this halacha. As we find elsewhere, lav amar Rabbi Yosi Rav Chanina. Did Rabbi Yosi Rav Chanina tell us? Kelach shel krub, this head of cabbage, the stalk of cabbage, shehuksha, which hardened, marchivim lo beis reva. You need to give it enough space. You need to give it its own area. Beis reva, Rashi says, is a place where you can plant a quarter of a kav, which is about 10 amos by 10 amos. So we treat it differently than an ordinary vegetable due to its large size. Al marchivim lo beis reva. Apparently, since it's going to harden and get larger, you have to give it more space. Achanami here as well, when it comes to the chazeres, I would think, nesiv lo rav chatfei, you need to give it more space, kamash mula, and therefore Rav teaches us, no, apparently it doesn't grow as large as this cabbage. And therefore, all different types of murar vegetables, including cabbage, can be planted within close proximity to each other, even five of them in this small size patch, as long as it's done properly, one on each side and one in the middle. Continues the Gemara. Yoitzin behen, bein lachen ben yveshim. Mishnah tells us all these different types of bitter vegetables can be used for murar, whether they are lach, they are fresh and moist, or whether they're dry. Amram chizel leishano, this allowance to use dry murar only applies ela bekelach, only when we're using this stalk. Rashi explains, because even when it dries, it doesn't really dry through and through and still maintains its bitterness. Aval ba'alin, but when we speak about leaves, no, that's different. Lachen in, only if they're moist and fresh, do they still have their bitter taste. Yveshim loy, but if they're dry, once they're so brittle that they crumble upon contact, they're not suitable any longer for murar because they lost their bitter flavor. So that's of Chizas Chiddush. Yveshim only applies to the kelach, but not to the leaves. Vamed Gatani Seif. But if we take a look at the next part of the Mishnah, which says bekelach shelahen, that you can be yaitze even using their stalk. That's in the second part of the Mishnah, which references the stalk. Miklal, apparently, the ratio. Olin. The first portion of the Mishnah, which discusses lach and yveshim, is in reference to leaves. Because we haven't yet discussed stalks. So apparently, even dry leaves are kosher. Pirusha kama farish. The Mishnah is simply explaining itself. Kiktani ben lachem innovation. When could you apply this halacha? What do we mean when we said you can use moist or dry? Akelach. It's only strictly in reference to the stalk. Meisvei. Avakashma brais. Yoitze ben. You can be yoitze using all these different types of murar. Ubekel shlehen. You can be yoitze using their leaves and with their stalks, bein lachem innovation, whether moist or dry, the Rebbe Meir. It's a very clear contrary to Rebbe Meir, You can use dry marrow leaves. V'chacham oyrim lachen yotzen behen. If they're fresh and moist, it can be yotzen. Yivation ain yotzen behen, not if they're dry. V'shavim, now they all agree, both Rami and the Chacham agree, she yotzen behen, you can only be yotzen with them, kamushin. If they're, that v'shavim, they both agree, she yotzen behen kamushin. Even though the Chachamim disagreed when it came to dry, but everybody agrees when they're just withered, that's still considered fresh enough to maintain its bitterness, and even the Rabbanon agree that it's kosher. Aval, everybody agrees that you can't be yotze if they're loy kvushin, not if they're pickled, loy shlukin, overcooked, loy v'shalom, plainly cooked. Kol shodar, the rule of thumb is, kol sheyesh bo tamar, yotze bo. The thing still has a bitter flavor, it can be yotze. V'chol she'en bo tamar, but once it's lost, it's tamar, it's cooked, it's pickled, ain't yotze bo, you can't use it. At any rate, we see that according to Rav Meir, even dry leaves are kosher. Tirguma akelach. Let's interpret. Let's apply these words of Rav Meir. They can use even something which is dry only in reference to the kelach. So strictly stalks which are dry, Rav Meir allows. But of course, even Rav Meir would agree that dry leaves don't maintain their bitterness any longer and cannot be used for murder. Tanarabon, ein yotzen ben kmushin. You can't use them even when they're withered. Mishum lezer tzadik amru, yotzen ben kmushin. You can use them when they're withered because they still maintain somewhat their bitterness. Okay, so we had a Mishnah which told us that the following items can be used for murder, and the Mishnah gave us a whole list. We have a list in the Brice as well. The more concluded that the general klal is murder is learned from matzah. We draw a parallel from one to the other, and therefore, just as matzah is gedula karka, something which grows, mur has to be something gedula karka. Just as matzah is a minzroim, likewise mur has to be some type of plant, some type of vegetable, and just as matzah is oichel, it's edible, mur as well has to be something edible. And just as matzah can be produced from a choice of many different types of grain, likewise mur is not specific to one or two types, but we have a full range of bitter vegetables that can be used for murr. What is considered something kosher for murr? Not necessarily does it have to be on that list in the Mishnah or the Brisa, but any type of vegetable which exhibits both signs, yesh lei sorof, it has this milk-like sap inside, and number two, panav machsif, it has this pale green color, any of these bitter vegetables are kosher for murr. Now regarding freshness, if they are lachen, if they are fresh and moist, of course, they're okay. If the kelach, the stalk, is dry, of machlekes, according to our mayor, it's still kosher. According to the chum, it's not. If it is withered, if the leaves are withered, according to Tanakama, it cannot be used. According to Blezer Tzadik, it can. All agree, kvushin, pickle, shlukin, vishalon, cooked, overcooked, these vegetables have lost their bitterness, lost their flavor, and cannot be used for murder. Continues the Gemara. Boy Rami Barcham. Rami Machab poses the shayla. Mao sheyetz adam idei chavasai. B'murr shel maser sheni b'Yerushalayim. Can a person be yotze using maser sheni in Yerushalayim for mitzvahs murr? Now I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva like Tibaloch. We actually had a machlekes when it came to matzah. Rabbi Saglili says maser sheni cannot be used for matzah, because it's lechem oini, and the drasha is only something which is nechal ba'aninus, that a person is allowed to eat when he's in a state of grief of aninus, as opposed to ma'aser sheni, which needs to be eaten b'simcha, and therefore cannot be used for lechem oini. So that was Rabbi Yisrael Glili's sheet. Rabbi Kiva disagreed, he didn't have that drasha, but he agreed that we learn from the words b'chol meshveisechem to'echlu matzeis that only something which can potentially be eaten outside Yerushalayim can be used for matzah. Therefore, when it came to Bikurim, for instance, that can't be eaten outside Yerushalayim. Even Rabbi Akiva agreed, it can't be used for matzah. The reason why he allowed Maaseh Sheni, even though it's in Yerushalayim, and once something is in Yerushalayim, it can't be taken out, because even that material has potential, can theoretically be eaten outside Yerushalayim. The Gemara tells us because if it becomes Tameh, you can go and redeem it. So now the Gemara is going to present a question regarding murder made from Maaseh Sheni. Let's analyze. I'll leave the Rekiva to Tiboloch. According to Rekiva, who says that even when it comes to matzah, where the matzah grains are chayiv in Trumas HaMaisesh Ben HaTorah, so that Maaseh Sheni is Maaseh Sheni Ben HaTorah. So even there, he says, it's okay, you can use it for matzah. And the reason was, as we explained, because it potentially can be taken out of your shlaim if it gets tummy and you redeem it. So there's no question according to him. There's no question. Why? Since we find that even when it comes to matzah, which is chayiv and Maaseh Sheni Ben HaTorah, it's a grain, so the Maaseh Sheni status is Ben HaTorah. You can still be yoytze with it, mitzvah matzah. Be murder, the rabbanim and bayah. Certainly by murder, where, as Rashi explains, Ben HaTorah, there's no chiv of trumas and masas by vegetables. The Maaseh Sheni status is only the rabbanim. So of course, you can be yoytze with murder, which is Maaseh Sheni, because if you can be yoytze with the Maaseh Sheni that arise, of course, murder, which is the rabbanim, is suitable for murder. And we consider it something that can be eaten out at Yerushalayim b'chol meshech. So according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no question. However, according to Rabbi Yitzchak Lili, perhaps we can have a shayla. Ki tiboylach aliba to Rabbi Yitzchak Lili. My, what is the halacha? Perhaps we can draw a distinction between matzah and murder. V'matzah d'oraisa d'linafik. Maybe when it comes to matzah, where the Maaseh Sheni status is min haTorah, yeah. So you can't be yoytze using Maaseh Sheni for the mitzvah of matzah. Aval moror derabbanon nafik. But when it comes to moror, which is merely derabbanon, perhaps you can go ahead and be yoytze with this moror Maaseh Sheni. Perhaps the restriction that's applied to Maaseh Sheni matzah because of the deraisa nature won't apply to the murder with the Maaseh Sheni is only Drabbanon. Since it's only Drabbanon, Chacham did not, perhaps, consider it like Maaseh Sheni and HaTorah, and they would allow you to be Yoytze with it, for the sake of murder. Or Dilma, or perhaps no, call the Tekin Drabbanon, Kein Deraisa Tekin. You can't differentiate between Maaseh Sheni Deraisa, Maaseh Sheni Drabbanon. Whenever the Chacham established that Kana, it was generally modeled, after the Din Torah. So just as Maaseh Sheni Min HaTorah, like the grains used for matzah, cannot be used for matzah because, as we explained, there is a limit, a restriction. You can't use Maaseh Sheni for matzah. The same thing when it comes to murr. You can't go ahead and use Maaseh Sheni for murr, even though it's only Maaseh Sheni Rabbanon. It carries the same restrictions as the Maaseh Sheni Min HaTorah. So which way is it? Amarava, Mistavra. It's logical to say matzah murr. That matzah and murr go together, Rashi says, we have a hekesh to connect the two, and we don't differentiate. So the same halacha applies to matzah, applies to murr. Murr, Maaseh Sheni, according to Beis HaGlili, is not kosher. Continues the Gemara. Ein shirin es amursin l'tanagurlim. One may not soak bran for the sake of feeding his chickens. Avol choltin. But he can go ahead and scald it, pour boiling hot water on it. So the immediate cooking effect will prevent the chametz from developing. Ha'isha le'sishra es amursin. Likewise, a isha should not soak bran. She'toylech be'ad la'merchatz, which is going to take along to the merchatz used as a scrubbing agent. Avol shofa hi b'psara yavish. But she can go ahead and scrub it on her basar yavish when it's still dry, unsoaked. And the chiddush here is even if there's some moisture on her basar, that little bit of moisture won't affect the bran and make it chametz. The concern with the mursin is, due to the presence of some flour particles inside, we're concerned about soaking it and making it chametz. Says the Mishnah, Lo yilois adam chitin. A person should not chew wheat, ve'aneach ha-makasai, and place it on his wound. Why? Because we're concerned about them becoming chametz through the chewing process. Let's see Rashi. Right before the wide lines. See, masnissen? Choltin. So you can't soak the bran, but you can be choylet. What does that mean? Beroyschen. Pour boiling hot water on it. She'e malich noysel hachmetz. By doing so, it doesn't allow it to become chametz. Leisishra ha-mursen. This is the isha. She shouldn't soak the mursen. Loshav ba-besara. v'pnei shemachmetz b'shuriyase, because the soaking process can make it chametz. Aval shofehi morsun yavish v'psara, she can take dry bran and scrape it against her flesh. V'afal b'shamayim tivchan al-psara, even though there's some moisture on her basar, that's not enough to make it chametz. Finally, lo'yir la'yakos, a person chew raw wheat to use as a remedy, because that itself can make it chametz. Continues the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan. Elo dvarim shein boin lechimutz. The following things entail no chimutz concern. Ha'afu is something which is already baked. So even if you take that baked item and you soak it in water, it won't become chametz, because something baked is beyond chametz. V'amavushol, something which was cooked. V'cholot shechote b'roischin, or something which was scalded with boiling hot water. So once it underwent this process, cooking, baking, scalding, it will no longer become chametz. Mevushel? So something which is cooked carries no concern of chametz? How are you going to cook it? Ad mevash lemechameya. As you're cooking it, during the cooking process itself, it will become chametz. You place the grain inside cool water, then you heat it up. So while it's sitting there, before it gets boiling, it can come chametz. So Rashi says, if you dump it into boiling water, that's chaluta. That won't make it chametz. But generally speaking, that's not how you cook. You place it with liquid on a flame, and then you slowly warm it up. Amar Papa, you're right. There's no way to cook grain without any chametz concern. The Braisa meant ha'afu shebish lekam. The Braisa says the following things have no chametz concern. Ha'afu yivamim vushel. Wasn't two separate things. Ha'afu shebish lekam. Something which was previously baked can then be cooked. So even if you take it and you cook it, there's no concern because it was already baked and will no longer become chametz. Tanya, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yudaim. Kemach shenafal asoichai delaf. You have a delaf, you have a drip. Water dripping into flour. Afilu kolayim kula, even if this is happening throughout the entire day and it's very wet. Einoi bo l'dechimut, won't become chametz. Why? Because the dripping process, the fact that the water is pounding down on the flour, will prevent fermentation. Amra papa, v'hudu avid tif laditif, provided that we have successive drips, right, one after the other, so that pounding process will prevent the chimitz. Let's see Rashi. Five lines from the bottom. It says Rashi delaf min agag, something dripping off the roof. Ein ebol dechimitz. It won't become chametz. Why? Shetirud hadelaf haneifel tamid. Because it is pounding, the fact that the water is dripping down, it's going to disrupt the process. It won't allow it to ferment. The Gemara says that's only if it's tif lahadi tif. Shneifum tipach atipa. We have drip after drip. Somach v'tekev in close succession. Veishus ben saim with no time in between. It keeps on dripping and dripping. That constant action will prevent the chimitz. Continues the Gemara four lines from the bottom. Amri deveira bishil. Vatika shari, this type of dish made with flour is mutter. There's no concern of chametz. Va'atanya, we're not talking brisa. Vatika aser, it's aser to eat. There's a concern of chametz. So which way is it? Like kasha, the answer is depends what's inside. Hod avde b'mishcha milcha. If he created his dish using oil and flour without any water, then there's no concern of chametz. Hod avde b'mayu milcha. But if he made it with using water and salt, in that case, the concern of the flour becoming chametz. Alma mazutra, loylimchi inish kidra. A person shouldn't thicken food cooking in his pot. Bekimcha, using flour, the avishna, flour of roasted grain. Why? Once it's roasted, how would it become chametz? There's a concern. Dilma le bashel shapir. Perhaps it wasn't roasted through and through properly, and there's still some unroasted particles there. And I place it in your dish in a pot. We have some liquid there, which perhaps will turn this flour into chametz. Okay, let's review today's daf. We began with the Mishnah providing a list of various items that can be used for mitzvahs, maror. The Mishnah tells us you can go ahead and even combine different types of vegetables. Ran says the chiddush here is, although maror needs to be have a bitter flavor, and each vegetable has its own unique, distinct flavor, you can still mix them together because they all have something in common, the bitterness. And even when joining various types together, you still have that bitterness, and therefore it's suitable for Mar. The Gemara tells us that the rule of thumb when it comes to determining whether something is used for Mar is as follows. It needs to be Gedula Karka, a type of Yarek, edible, and this is all learned from the fact that we connect Mar to Matzah. And finally, that we have different choices, not only limited to one or two. So what are the simanim of this birr mar? Number one, yesh l'sarif, has to have this whitish sap inside. And number two, part of machsifin, a pale green complexion. When they're fresh, all agree it's mutter. When the kelach, the stalk is dry, and machlekes, kontarmei is still bitter enough for mar, kontarchachamei can't be used. When it's withered, leaves are kamushin, Tanakama holds it cannot be used any longer. Kuntu Lezer B'Yakov still retains some sort of bitterness, which is enough for Mar. All agree, Kvushin, pickled, shlukin, overcooked, mushalim, plainly cooked, have lost their bitterness and are not kosher for Mar. We learned that Lechatchila, one is meant to prefer Chazeres. We see that it's the first one in the Mishnah. Its name, Chasa, indicates that it's meant to be used for something to give us the zikar, and that Hashem had rachmanas, chas, rachman alaman. The nature of letters resembles the nature of the mitzriim, began soft, ended hard. We learned that one cannot be yotze with murr of Maaseh Sheni, according to Reisak Lili. We compare murr to matzah. We learned that a person is not meant to go ahead and soak his bran. We learned that if something is already fully baked, fully cooked, there's no longer concern of chimutz. And we learned that if there's a dripping into flour, that disrupts the process of chimutz, and there's no concern of chimutz in that case. Zayigzat atzlacha rabbah.